Hey, it's Megan Henderson
and Cassidy Hender,
and we are your hosts for the podcast
Milk and Honey with Your Tea.
We're still in October, not yet Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Almost Christmas.
Almost, not yet Halloween, almost Christmas. It's a weird time.
Yeah, it's a weird time. I don't know if they can tell by our audio, but we are not in the same room.
Yeah.
We are over the phone recording again because gosh darn COVID.
Mm-hmm. None of us have COVID. It's just there's a little scare, even though
a little close for contact, where I feel like everyone's kind of run into this a little bit.
Or they're going to.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Also, I was thinking of something while I was waiting for you to watch. So this weekend, we've been obsessed with SOS Fest.
Oh, yeah.
It is a music festival to save small stages, basically.
Yeah, save our stage.
Yes, on YouTube. So Megan was watching the Lumineers, and I was just like cleaning my makeup room and listening to Crime Junkie while I was waiting for you to finish. Yeah, so here you are. But I was thinking, did you watch The Bachelor yet this season?
No, I haven't. But I heard it's quite like a controversial season. Like a bunch, there's like a mass exodus or something at some point.
Oh. See, I heard that too. I heard it's incredible. And I heard that like everyone's watching it, but I feel like it's a little too scripted for me. So I haven't watched it this season, but I never asked you if you were watching it because before we used to be really into it, like Caitlin Bristow.
Yeah.
Obviously Jillian Harris, yes. But
JoJo, she was one of my favorites.
Yes. She's incredible. Mm-hmm. You know who else I really liked, which I just saw had her fifth baby, was, what's her name? It starts with an M, and she's like really blonde. She was a really great bachelorette, and she now has 5 kids and just had her 5th baby like this weekend.
Molly or something, or
yes, yeah, yes, yes, yes. Good memory.
Yeah, I do. Like, there was a time where I was like a diehard.
Yeah, you were.
But then I also kind of. It's a time commitment. It's 2 hours an episode.
Yeah, time commitment, and, like, I just can't do the, like, drama, like, the fake drama. Like, I know some of it's real, but...
Also, I find as I get older, I just get pissed off more easily because I'm like, first of all, how dare you be able to date multiple people at once? I'm way too jealous for that.
Seriously. But I feel like I really liked when the women were bachelorette rather than the bachelors.
Oh, 100%. Because then we're straight women. Of course we want to look at all the hot guys.
Yeah, but also I still like looking at the women. I like looking at like, oh, which one you chose and who they were. And
who do you think is more dramatic, the women or the men?
I feel like the men.
I agree.
Men are just like too much for me.
You see, they're like baby child side come out.
It's like when men are sick, it's kind of like they're babies, like, so it's the same type of thing. Yeah, exactly. So it's like man jealousy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not much going on this Sunday. We are committed, but we don't have that much new hot topic.
I was talking to Cass earlier because she asked what I wanted to talk about, and I don't know why today, like, we don't have topics, but today I've been talking to multiple people about very heavy topics, just, like, casually. Some, like, ones that are a little, like, touchy for some.
Tell us, what are they?
Well, just, like, the stigma around, like society expecting you to meet someone you love, fall in love, get married, have this giant wedding, and then soon after have like a baby.
Mm-hmm. It's hard. You know what actually you said to me the other day, which I never realized, and you kind of catch me, is I said something about like my age and like where I'm supposed to be in life or whatever, and you said, stop with the numbers thing. And I didn't even think about that. I think it's just so ingrained in ourselves that like you're supposed to find someone you love, get married, have a baby, have a good life, retire. Like it's just like so ingrained in you that when people go against the like norm, it's wild. Yeah. But you're right, there shouldn't be numbers associated of where you should be in life.
Yeah, or like even like steps that you have to, because I think it's weird when well, not weird, but like it seems so weird when someone's like, well, I don't want kids. And then people are like, what? Like, you don't want children?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, yeah, no. I don't.
But I feel like I'm kind of like the person who says like, oh, like just because it's, if I envisioned you with children or if you're really great with kids or that type of thing, it's so hard to like, when you're like, oh yeah, she'll have kids in 10 years or whatever, and then you're like, nah, kids aren't for me.
Yeah,
it's always like, oh interesting, I didn't realize.
And like, I'm only gonna talk about my perspective on it because I've had these conversations, but obviously it's a very personal thing, so don't know for sure because obviously I'm not like dating or married or like in that position quite yet, but like I don't think and I hope that my parents, because I know they want grandchildren, but I hope they won't be like, so when are you giving us kids, grandchildren or whatever, like right after I get married, because I just don't think that that's fair pressure to put on anyone, and I hate that question so much. And I know, like, I think you went through that quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard, and I think that like it definitely, like, we were discussing how, like, about if you want kids, if you don't want kids, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's such, like, a personal question. But also, I feel like there's so much pressure. And, like, at the end of the day, like, it's kind of mind fucks you.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are like, so when are you having kids? When are you having kids? What do you? And you're like, damn, I didn't think, number one, I was that old. Number two, it was, like, your business.
Yeah.
But it definitely was a huge pressure. And I think that, like, it is when people say that people do it out of, like, love and they want what's best for you. Absolutely. But it is a hard conversation to have because in my life, I know so many people who can't have kids mm-hmm. or struggle to have kids. And exactly. Like, I could not imagine if I was one of those people. And I could be. Who knows? I don't know. And people are over here, like, asking, like, when are you having kids? What are you doing? Like, And I don't think I can ask someone that unless it kind of comes up in conversation because it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's any of your business anyways to ask someone that, because like you said, like, what if they don't want kids? First of all, that's a perfectly fine option. Like, I'm sure you'll be rich the rest of your life and be able to travel wherever you want, whenever you want. So congrats. Like, that sounds amazing.
Great life decision.
Yeah. But yeah, then there's people that can't or are trying, and then it's just added pressure, which is terrible to.
Yeah,
like I think that.
But how do you suggest that people don't kind of, because you're obviously not following, like you're kind of going with the flow, mm-hmm. and like what happens, and you don't have like this strict plan in place.
Yeah,
right. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, true.
So how do you, like, move out of that stigma of going in like, okay, this age I do this, because I'm very much like a planner, and that's where I feel like that comes in.
Yeah, I think it's, I had such high anxiety about it for like quite early on. Like,
tell me, what do you mean? Like, you had anxiety about just like not having someone right now, not knowing if you wanted kids, or knowing, okay, I want kids by this age, but like what the fuck's happening?
Well, I think just like being in school is a huge place where you talk with your friends about how like you want to get married so young and have kids and find the perfect husband and all this stuff and be so young and cool and all this. And that, I think, maybe I took it a little more seriously than a teenager should take it. And I think it just like got so much anxiety from that. And then eventually I just, and I know that even more recently, like when I was in therapy and everything, like she, I would kind of bring it up. I'm like, well, I'm not doing this like on time. Like I'm supposed to find someone. I'm supposed to be with someone right now. And she's like, who says that? Like who's this person, like this we that says that you need to be with someone right now? And I was like, there's actually like no one.
I was gonna say, is there anyone that like you feel pressure from?
No, I think it's just like you are kind of very on this train too, where you're like, well, my parents. So I think it has a lot to do with growing up and like seeing our parents or aunties or like family, whoever, like they all are with someone and they were with someone so young. And I think that's how they did it back then. But like, who's to say that they weren't feeling like super pressured and super anxious about it back then too, and just like,
yeah, and sucked it up
because this wasn't like a thing that people talked about.
Yeah, like I was chatting with my dad of all people the other day, and I was asking him like how old he was when he had me, and he was 28. So on his, or no, 26, on his third child.
That's wild.
26. Like, oh, and that's wild to me. And I even feel like late to the game when we know so many people who are just doing their thing, which I love watching everyone's journey, for lack of a better word, like seeing, okay, this person has 5 kids, okay, this person doesn't have any, okay, this person's not married, okay, this person like is still living at home, this person's becoming a doctor. Like I love seeing people's journeys, but it's very hard not to compare to other people,
which is also why I kind of just like a very light example of it, but like the Bachelorette this time around, to bring it back to that, she's like what, she's 39 or something?
Yeah, something. But
she's like the oldest Bachelorette that they've had yet. And
I'll look it up here.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, and she's just like going on the Bachelorette, and she's going to do her thing, and she's just still dating.
39, yeah. And the oldest Bachelorette, that's 39.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which like is not that old. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I have no comment because I feel like I definitely fell into the, and no regrets, like obviously I live a great life, but I definitely fell into that, like you're supposed to find love and you're supposed to stick with that person and you're supposed to stick it out thick and thin, good, bad, whatever.
Yeah,
which it turned out well now.
Yeah,
but it was hard as hell. And I think that like if that wasn't like in my mind of like no divorce, no whatever, you have to stick it out, then I probably like wouldn't be here because it was hard.
Yeah, absolutely. I wonder what would happen if you didn't have like that pressure that you kind of feel.
Yeah. And it's still here, like to today. Yeah. And I feel that like so many people are feeling this now, especially right now. Like we've mentioned before how hard it is for you to date like in a pandemic, and these people who are worried about a number, which, when I knew you growing up, you definitely were a person who's like, I'm going to have 5 children and be married by this age. And your tune has completely changed.
Oh, yeah. And like, I was also like, if I look back on my board right now, like way back in 2014 or whatever, when I was like, first starting to post about what I think my wedding would be like. Like, I have that poofy ass, like, Cinderella-type wedding dress, like, sparkles in it, and it's, like, all tulle, and I, like, had, like, then I wanted 500 people at my wedding, and, like...
Oh, my god!
And now I'm just, like, fuck that! Like, I'm just gonna either have, like, the smallest wedding ever, like, outside somewhere, or I'm just gonna elope, because I am not...
Eloping sounds great.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't used Pinterest in a very long time.
Wow. It's so fun. How can you not?
Like, so you use it often?
Yeah, I always am on Pinterest, like just like scrolling and looking at pretty things and wishing I had all the money in the world to buy the pretty things.
Oh, I know. I know. That's how I'm feeling recently, is that I need to work harder and make more money. I'm on your
Are
Pinterest.
you?
Apologies that my dogs are walking around. They apparently have to be in here.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, gosh. Anyways, you don't pin very much, though.
No, I mostly just like to look around and creep other people's boards too.
Yeah, I'm looking at you have a Pinterest board that says wedding invitations.
Yes, I have a board called
So
Wedding
you,
Invitations. What? Just the invitations? No, that's you. That's
yeah,
your board.
it's my
Yeah,
board.
that was for your wedding.
Girl, I don't think it is because I think we share one that is my wedding, like August
Oh, what
19th
the
or
hell? Why
oh,
do I
August
just have
10th.
two? Wow, I don't know
Well,
why I
you
made a
know, you.
board for that, but anyway.
You were just very excited about this wedding invitation,
Yeah.
which is fine.
No.
Oh, I don't use it anymore. I should use it. But a lot of people do use it. And it's a great place to, spark goals.
Yeah, I agree. It's just like a online vision board.
But it's also a great place to feel shitty about yourself.
Why?
Because
What?
I'm looking at all these purple, perfect hair, perfect nails,
Oh.
perfect Insta photos, all your clothing. I think that's great. All the money in the world
You.
and a personal chef.
Well, think about our photos too. We like set them up for forever. It's just these people setting them up.
Yeah, I love it though. Like, it's beautiful. This is very beautiful, but it's sometimes unrealistic.
I know. I also want a donut wedding cake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, but okay. Can we talk about something?
Oh, you're mad
Because
about that one.
no. But you're on this thing of like, I don't need to know when I'm getting married. I don't need to know who I'm gonna marry, how many kids I want, blah,
Yeah.
blah, blah. But here you are planning your donut cake.
Yeah, because I have the details without the guy. It's still fun to, like, I was thinking about children's names today, and then I think that's how I got on the subject with like my friends or whatever that's talking about like it's because they're like, "Oh, like that's cute, but like do you want children?" And I was like, "You know what? If you were to ask me right now, I'd say no." But it's fun to like think of the names.
Yeah, the fun part.
Yeah. And then I'm sure it'll change. Like, I feel like I literally waver day to day.
Yeah, I did text you earlier and I said, in my opinion, because obviously we know everyone's opinions is different,
Yeah.
but in my opinion, after you get married and after you kind of settle down and have time that you're not planning a wedding, you're not engaged, you're not doing bridal showers, like all of this stuff, and you're just settled down, that your thoughts may change.
Yeah, oh totally. And I really do also think that my significant other's opinion if they want children or not will be like a huge determining factor for me.
So when do you ask this of a significant other, or like when you're dating or whatever, if they want children?
Ooh, that's a little bit into the relationship question.
So you're gonna get into a relationship with a person, even if, like, say you really want kids and they're like, no, you're still gonna like get in a relationship. Like, they're gonna say, hey, do you wanna date me? And you're gonna be like, yeah. And you're gonna be in a serious relationship and not know if that person wants kids or not.
I mean, I feel like that's part of dating is getting to know someone.
Oh.
Oh.
I just thought I would know this before
Yeah, but
saying
those are
yes.
two crazy. Well, I guess so. If I do think of like online dating apps and stuff, they have that question right there on the
Is it? I didn't
profile.
know
Yeah,
that.
like do you
So
want
what's
kids?
your answer?
It's like one is like, do you want kids? Or sorry, is it do you have kids? And they'll say yes or no. And then the next one is, do you want kids? And then you can say yes, haven't decided yet, or no.
Oh, and what's your answer?
Mine's haven't decided yet.
Oh,
Yeah.
interesting. So, what if someone had it checked that they have kids.
That they have kids?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be...
You wouldn't be able to be a stepmom?
Not right now. Well, I guess you can... No. Wait till I'm like 50 and single. Then my tune might
change. Okay, but I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, this would change my deciding.
Yeah.
Deciding factor on it.
Okay.
So if a guy had kids and he was widowed, I think that would be different than if he had kids and he went through like a nasty divorce and that person's still in his life and it's really stressful. If he was like widowed and he was like the single dad with like two cute little girls and his wife passed away, you wouldn't like sympathize and like give the dude a chance?
Okay, this isn't the holiday, Cassidy.
Okay, I'm just hypothetical.
I still think I'd have to be older than I am right now. Because if I don't even know if I want kids for myself right now, like, I think it'd be different if I was like, yeah, I'm ready for kids. Like, I want kids. And started dating someone who already had kids. Then I feel like I'm already in the mindset that I'm ready for them. I'm still in the mindset. I don't know if I want them yet. It'll totally depend on the person and all this stuff. Then I don't think that I can take on someone else's children if I'm still waffling about my own.
Interesting. Choices. Interesting.
Yeah.
You have a very like strong yes or no with that, and I love that you know yourself, but I don't know if I have any strong yes or no with like answers. Like if someone's like, you want kids? Like I'll be like, maybe. Do you want another dog? Maybe. Do you want to move to Switzerland? Maybe.
Oh my like,
I have no like yes no's. I'm like, yeah, I know. Sure, I'll give her a go.
This is literally dealing with you day to day. Can never get a straight answer from you.
Because I'm not like, despite what some people may think, I'm not like really opinionated on like things like that, like big things like that.
You like, yeah, also I don't... are not impulsive. You literally consider every single fact before you like make a decision. Yeah, because like whenever I'm talking to you about like different situations, you literally have 5 million questions that I have not thought of yet.
Oh, see, I don't know if it's because I've thought about it or if I'm just quick. Like in an argument, I'm really quick. And it's not because I've thought of it, it's just because I can think of things really fast, which I don't know.
That's a good thing.
Interesting.
Yeah,
it is a good thing, but I definitely don't plan ahead because growing up, I feel like it was one of those things that I probably should have watched what I said, and like to this day I should like more so watch what I say and how I say it and before it comes out of my mouth, which doesn't happen. And I feel like people who really plan and who are really good at like speaking and not offending anyone is like planners and planning ahead, where I kind of just like speak from my heart or like off like my top of my tongue, and sometimes that gets me in trouble. Definitely learned as a child to watch what I say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it didn't always like turn out the best. Yeah.
Sometimes you put your foot in your mouth.
Well, and also people, it was never gracious. Like how people would say it. They would just, I always, one of those things that I hate more than anything in the world. And I would love to hear like what bothers you is like when someone calls me bossy, because I cannot handle.
Yeah, you don't like that. You don't like being called Karen or.
No, I don't like being called bossy because I feel like that has such a negative tone to it. When I feel like sometimes when I have to take charge, it's because that person needs some help.
True.
Like, you know, what is there something that like when people call you or say something to you that like really bothers you?
I don't like when people call me sensitive. Yeah. And this is like a double-edged sword, because like I know I'm sensitive, but usually when people call me sensitive, it's in like a very negative connotation. Oh. When really,
I'm trying to think if I've ever called you sensitive now.
But really, like, it, I think it, well, just recently I'm changing my pattern to like my brain pattern to like be like, no, it's not a negative, like it's a good thing. People who are sensitive have certain attributes that people that aren't super like an empath would have.
Good job. That's really like big of you to switch kind of how you think, because when I hear the word bossy, I still like feel cringy and negative and kind of gross. So if you hear that word and it doesn't bother you as much anymore, that's pretty impressive.
Well, it depends. Like, because mostly I hear it and like people are like, well, Megan, you're just so sensitive. And I'm like, okay, well, that's like, yeah, I guess so. But
you know how I feel that, and both words, is that I feel that it's kind of like when someone doesn't have time for you. Like someone isn't willing to sit down and have a conversation or sit down and dive deeper or ask questions. They're like, oh, stop being so sensitive. Yeah. Instead of like, what's going on? Why are you acting like this? What's wrong?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's kind of the impatient people who are like, oh, you're so bossy, if they're like not willing to communicate.
Yeah, totally. Or just like, there's people that don't understand like taking that leadership role and that just like don't like to take that leadership role, which is fine. But then when someone else takes it, I throws them off and they just try and hook something negative with it when it's actually just like, you know how to get shit done and that's a good thing.
You know what I actually read the other day, and I wonder if anyone can relate, is I read something that said that, you know how when someone's anxious but they're like an introvert, where when you picture anxiety, they're sitting at home and they can't leave, or they're stressed, or they're in their head and they're like stuck at home and they just are stressed and can't move and can't speak and can't communicate. That's kind of how I picture someone who's in an anxiety attack. And then I saw this thing about a person who's like an extrovert or like a powerful leader and how they have anxiety. And it was pinpointed exactly how like I can't leave a task undone. Or how I'm going to keep doing the hardest I can to impress the, all the people who don't give a shit. Like, and I was like, this, I'm going to have to find it and post it on our social media, because it was very, very impactful. Because I feel like a lot of anxiety, people who have anxiety are like contributed to people who stay home and are quiet and who like are super introverted, where I think that there's so many different sides to it.
Yeah, definitely. And like, I have had a conversation with like my aunt and a few different people now about how like a pandemic, I feel like people who have anxiety and who are normally like introverted and everything, they're coping so much better with all this, like from the beginning, because they already have those stress this whole time to deal with these super stressful situations. When people that don't normally deal with anxiety, they've never felt this before, and they're the people who are like breaking down and not taking it as seriously because they never have had to, they have no clue what to do with these emotions, that they're scared. And
yeah, I 100% agree. I could 100% see that too, and like name people in my brain who are like that. I don't know, I'm in that in between, because I love being at home, but also I'm a very busy body, so it's a very hard thing to do. And like today, like I was telling you earlier, I wanted to go to Superstore and I wanted to get the leopard Jilly jacket. I know that they're sold out, but I heard there was a couple there, the Jillian Harris like leopard Superstore jacket, and I like had to stop myself because I'm like, girl, you do not need to go there where people with children, nurses, people who are like super busy are going to this grocery store, and here I am like going to look for an unnecessary jacket. Like,
yeah,
oh, it's so hard.
It's just double thinking, and especially right now, like where I think that we're all kind of going back to the beginning of the pandemic again, and you have to kind of double think. Like yesterday, I with like this little scare that we have going on in our family. Like, I'm not technically on isolation, like mandated isolation yet, but I was like, well, like if I have to, like I have no groceries. And thinking back to like the beginning of this, I was like, I would be very careful and actually do big grocery trips and plan and like only go to the store once every week or once every 2 weeks if I could.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I just need to go back to that way, because really it's not gonna get better.
I know, it's hard. It's hard, hard, hard to do. And I feel like these type of things are a great outlet. Excuse me, a great mm-hmm. outlet so that we can like talk. Me and you have been FaceTiming like so much because I feel like we can't see each other at this moment, and we've just been like,
it's true,
going through some things and been stressful and been like heavy. This week has been heavy, for lack of a better word. So we've been FaceTiming so much, and that SOS Fest on YouTube. So it was all like these different artists who basically sang for YouTube, and we loved it. Like mini-life and it was kind of and it was something that like brought us joy. So I feel like we need to find more of those things. And then do them at home, because I feel like Halloween, Christmas is going to be a different world.
I can't even think of Christmas right now, because I know in my mind it's probably just like cancel Christmas this year, but like I'm still in denial.
I know, and I think we're really gonna have to be creative of how we can make the Christmas year or Christmas season as incredible as possible, because like how do we make it so incredible staying in our own homes?
Totally.
I don't know. We have to do our best.
That's what I'm gonna do.
That's true. It was snowing like crazy here, so let's hope Andrew gets my Christmas lights up.
Don't get on it.
I know, we take them down every year, and people in our neighborhood don't take theirs down, and I'm a taker downer because I don't necessarily love the look of it in like middle of summer with Christmas lights still up.
Okay, but did you see my cousin Sarah, like we both are friends with her, but did you see her Instagram story about
her neighbors?
Like their lights are like.
Yes. And I want to know where that's from. So basically she posted a story of like her neighbors have these lights all around their house and they can change it to any color, any time of the year, night, like invisible whatever.
Lights, though. They're like LED. So it doesn't look like Christmas lights.
Yeah. I need that. I was thinking of maybe asking for that for Christmas. Do it. That would be incredible. I don't know. Crazy. I have invested in doing my own gel manicures at home because I am a little too afraid to see. I told you I'm the in between of like not introvert, not an extrovert. I'm too afraid to go to the nail salon. And they're definitely feeling like the pandemic. Yeah. In nail salons and like services, like someone the other day told me that they're going to get like a service education, and I was like, girl, is that busy? Because like how do you go invest so much money into like a service certificate or whatever the heck it is and like it not be busy? Totally. Not
it's sketchy right now.
I know, we've been seeing like, well, I've been seeing so many businesses of like saying, oh, closed for maintenance, closed for this. And I'm like, guys, are you? Because it's a little too close for comfort. Yeah. There's a lot of closed businesses. So with that being said, I'm trying to support as many local businesses as humanly possible.
I agree.
Is there any local businesses that you love, Meg?
Oh, gosh. I love so many. Right now, I have been really into Red Ribbon Boutique.
Oh, my God. I'm literally typing their website. I am on my laptop, so I'm just, like, looking at the same time. And the
Maker's Keep. That's a cool one, too.
Oh, I never go on theirs.
Check them out.
Listing.
Then I also need to, like, I think I'm local and I always go to, like, products right away. I need to, like, make sure I like check myself and order local food too when I like eat out.
Oh yeah. But to your credit, like Earl's is local. Mm-hmm. Joey's is local. Like they are owned by Yeah, exactly. So I think that counts a little bit. But I definitely am doing all my all my Christmas shopping at local places.
Good.
Have you started your Christmas shopping,
I have,
Megan Henderson?
Actually,
because
I only
you have.
I feel fucking excited.
Also, who's it for?
This year, my family was talking about like possibly just doing like one of those name draws or whatever. So I'm like waiting for them to like draw the names if we're actually going to do that, or let me know if we're not, so I can start buying for everyone.
That would be way more affordable.
Yeah, I think.
But what's like your guys' budget? Like, is it going to be a good budget? Because I don't like when we do these like little things, and like this is not me being greedy, but I just love giving gifts, and I can't give a great gift on a $20
budget. I don't think that is going to be like $20. I think it's going to be like $200. Like, going to get something good that you'd probably spend that money on, you know, everyone anyways, but then you get someone something because we're all getting older and fucking life is expensive, and the things that we want are way more expensive. So
yeah, so true. Today I got asked what I want for Christmas, ironically, and I said a cookbook holder. So like when I'm in the kitchen and I was making Jillian Harris angel cakes this morning, and nothing holds my cookbook because it's so heavy. And new dog walking
mittens,
you know, essential mittens. Yeah. What's on your Christmas list?
Let me pull it up right now.
Oh my god, you have one made.
My birthday's also November, right? So I just kind of do them both at the same time.
Tell me, you're fully finished for Christmas and your birthday. So let me see if I got anything that's on.
Well,
your list.
I have sage diffuser oils on here.
Even though you just bought yourself those, but that's fine.
Could always use more. I really like to stock up on them because I use them quick because I dump like half the bottle in each time I do it. Water bottle. I don't know why I have a water bottle on there, but apparently I want a water bottle. This is a big one. Nintendo Switch.
You also could borrow mine because I haven't used it since
bring
I bought
it. On
it. But then the moment I give it to you and then you send me like little Snapchats of you using it or something, I'm going to be so jealous.
A new knife set. This is a very adult gift.
I feel like your sister Cassie would get you something like that.
A dog camera. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I got so far. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got you none of those things.
That's okay.
So there's that. There's that.
That's fine. You know, I also love being surprised. Sometimes I don't like giving people lists because I'm like, well, you know, just like use your imagination. If you want to get me a gift, you should know me well enough to know what I want.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. I think you're pretty easy to shop for. But I did get you gift receipts. Speaking of sage though, sage like diffusing oils. You know what I'm obsessed with from them? There's two things. So there's these things that you put like by your nose. They're called like nasal inhalers, where you like put it by your nose and it's supposed to like relieve stress.
Oh.
I love it. It's so incredible. I think they're like $10 or something.
Uh-oh. You got an intruder alert.
Oh, sorry. My dog. Intruder. So that's incredible. And then there's this thing, and it's like a little ring for... I'm just going to shut my door because my dog's going crazy. Not walking, looking for the intruder. I'm just shutting the door. There's this ring for when you're like super stressed, which maybe I need to like add this to your gift or something. When you're super stressed, you roll this like little ring from sage on your finger, and it stress relief is relieves like your hand.
Okay, I think I've seen you use and this, like, all like, is that actually a thing?
It's so incredible. Like, it's on my nightstand, so it's great when I feel like stressed and overwhelmed. But it's very cool. So love that.
Well, that's I'll believe it when I use it.
Oh, it's called. It's so cheap. It's so cheap. It's called Relaxo Ring, massage ring. It's $4.
$4.
Well, highly recommend.
What is that? I feel like that's just like a nervous habit type thing, like a fidget spinner or something. Like, you know.
It does feel so good though. But yes, it totally could be that, like a nervous.
Because like I know when tick. I'm like nervous, I just like I normally have like a elastic or like a ponytail type thing on my wrists, and I just end up like playing with that and stretching the shit out of them.
You know what I do when I'm nervous? It's like not cute. It's like clean under my nails. Like constantly. Like I'll just like sit there and like clean under my thumbnail. Like for like 20 minutes when I'm nervous.
Oh boy. Well,
yeah.
Now we know what to look for. If you're cleaning up your nails, then I'll know that you're stressed about something.
When you're snapping your wrist.
Well, for not actually coming in with a topic, I feel like we covered a lot of ground.
We did well.
Yeah.
Happy Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday.
We will be back next Sunday. I will have this up tonight, and we'll be back next Sunday.
What do you guys think? Okay, bye guys.
Take care.
Hey guys, if you liked our podcast, please like it and share on social media with your friends at Milk and Honey with Your Tea podcast. That's our Instagram handle. And definitely let us know what you think. And if you have any ideas for topics in the future, we also want to hear from you. Thanks so much.